Welcome to Rock Solid Devotional, a moment to start your day.
The righteous shall live by faith. Romans 1:16-17. For I am not ashamed of the gospel, for it is the power of God for salvation to everyone who believes, to the Jew first, and also to the Greek. For in it the righteousness of God is revealed from faith for faith. As it is written, the righteous shall live by faith. How do we define living? The story is told of an elderly woman who passed away. When the life insurance company investigated the circumstances around her life and passing, their investigation revealed that she never left her house for fear of all that could cause her harm, never went to her kids' or grandkids' activities. After all, she might be in an accident if she was traveling on the roads. No sightseeing vacation, no walks in the park, no exposure to the so-called harmful rays of the sun. As the insurance company made their final report and determination on the life insurance claim, they denied the claim, citing that because the woman never really lived, she never really died. But what does it mean to really live? Some would say, live it up, or enjoy your single years while you can never get them back, as if the point of our youth and singleness is to indulge in maximum pleasure. Or maybe, make sure you maximize your earning potential. You never know when the economic infrastructure will crash and you will need everything you will have put away. Or maybe it's about retirement. Retire as early as possible. Get rid of the stress and pressure of the daily grind to live paycheck to paycheck and do what you want instead of being a slave to that corporation that signs your paycheck. Back to Paul's letter. In this short phrase, Paul gives a summary of the themes of this entire letter to the Christians in Rome. The righteous shall live by faith. The righteous. Who is the righteous? Recently, our family stayed in an Airbnb in Cardston, Alberta. Cardston is known for the Mormon religion. There is a monumental temple there that is truly a sight to behold. Built in 1923 at a cost of nearly $1 million, all this in order for followers of the Mormon religion to attain some standing of being righteous. According to the Mormon religion, your righteous status has much to do with your good works. Is this what Paul means? Clearly not. The righteous shall live by faith. Paul is going to systematically argue that what we believe, and even more importantly, who we put our faith in, our confidence in, will be determinative for our eternal destiny. Do you trust your works, as the Mormons would argue for? Or will you abandon all hope that your good deeds can attract God's favor for salvation? And then there is the word live. Again, what does it mean to truly live? It does seem necessary to contrast the word live with its opposite, which is to be dead. This is a theme that Paul works out in many of his letters. We were dead in our trespasses and sins, Ephesians 2. So to be alive is to have spiritual life, to have our connection with our Creator, the God of the Bible, restored. It also has to include the afterlife. When we stand before God, will He welcome us into His eternal paradise, or will we suffer eternal damnation and judgment? To put our faith in Christ's finished work to pay for our sins ensures that God's judgment passes over us and we are welcomed by the Father for all eternity. But lastly, what about now? This life that we still live here today, tomorrow, and every other tomorrow that God gives us on this earth. Galatians 2:20 says this, I have been crucified with Christ. It is no longer I who live, but Christ who lives in me. And the life I now live in the flesh, I live by faith in the Son of God, who loved me and gave himself for me. Today, I will work with struggling teens by faith. I will drive a car by faith. I will talk to some donors by faith. I will plan an event by faith. Take care of some animals by faith. Whatever God puts before us in this life, we are to engage every moment by faith. Dear Lord, what a blessing and privilege to live by faith. I thank you that I don't have to qualify for your grace and your mercy by my own works. Thank you for the free gift of salvation to be received by faith, and that I can trust you for each moment of my day. I pray, Lord, that I will have a true sense of your presence going before me, and that your life would live through me wherever you take me today. May you be honored and glorified through me this day. In Jesus' name, amen.